Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee meeting. It's Thursday, November 6th, and it is now 8:39. And pardon my voice, I'm severely hoarse. I'm still coming down off my high from Tuesday. I know, I hope everybody's as happy as I am. And as usual, I ask to kind of support the station. Now we need you more than ever, because Pacifica was out there reporting on a lot of these things before the network picked them up. For example, the imperialist war. So Pacifica is absolutely critical. On that note, I'm Nia Bediako, the chair. I'm going to ask Susan Young, our secretary, to please call the roll.
Okay, Nia Bediako.
Present.
Carolyn Burton.
Present.
Lisa Davis.
Here.
Steph Goldberg. Absent. Ambrose Lane. Absent. Evelyn Bethune. Absent. Stacy Davis. Absent. Susan Young, here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner. Absent. Joe Wanzala. Absent. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Here.
Jack Van Aken.
Here.
Donna Warren. Absent. Okay, we've called the roll.
Okay, and you have seven, Susan?
Have seven, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, for the public, the draft agenda for tonight is 1, call to order and roll call, 5 minutes. 2, approve agenda, 5 minutes. Ratify our whistleblower policy, 5 minutes. The whistleblower employee protection policy agreement, 5 minutes. And the whistleblower policy tracking form, 5 minutes. Number 5, approve minutes. Number 4, set next meeting date, 5 minutes. And 5, adjourn. Does anybody have any amendments to the agenda?
Nope, I move adoption.
Okay.
Is that Lisa?
Yes.
Okay.
Any objection to adopting the agenda?
No objection. Carolyn here, though. I don't have a copy of the... I have 2 copies of the agreement. That's the one with the signature form. But
yes.
I don't have a copy of the policy itself, although it's labeled policy. I think maybe I was sent something that was mislabeled.
Yeah, and I have the same problem. What was the subject line on the thing they wanted employees to sign?
Okay, that one I sent. Let's see. I sent that one at 6:22.
Okay. Do you remember the subject line there?
Policy agreement. Employee policy agreement. Oh, I sent that twice.
But it was both of them were the one with the signature rather than the policy itself.
Right. That's the one I want.
Okay. Well, that was also sent on the 30th. So if you guys go back to last week, if you want to find it really quickly.
Okay, the 30th. Okay.
I made a boo-boo there. I apologize.
I got nothing on the 30th.
I'll send it to you, Sean, right now.
Well, I've seen it somewhere, I know, and I...
Oh, wait, I have it. It was sent on the 30th at 5:16 p.m.?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think 2 people were not on the list. Donna and Sean, are you on the list, I guess?
Well, you know what? I don't see it here, and that's bothering me because I did see it somewhere, and I have great concerns about it.
You were not on the list, I think.
Oh, okay, dear. Thank you.
Madam Chair,
I apologize for using the term dear, folks. I was raised in a Southern family. I apologize.
Okay.
Cheerfully accepted.
Madam Chair?
Just 1 second, Lisa.
Okay.
Sean, you said you have grave problems with it. That was, you were on the phone the night that I first sent it out, weren't you?
No, I don't think I was. I didn't get timely notice on that.
That was on the 14th. That was on October 14th.
Well, I looked it over, and I have some real concerns with it, as I think it conflicts with California state law.
Okay.
So, know?
If you look at, Sean, one second, please. If you look at the email that I sent to the 30th, Dan Siegel has vetted it. He said it absolutely does not have anything to do with not-for-profits making.
Well, you know what, Madam Chair, with all due respect, I have Dan Siegel's legal opinions have no credibility with me. And
Sean Casey O'Brien, I would like to say that I'd like to just rule that if you could please just, you've been quite orderly, and if you could please maintain that, I will greatly appreciate it.
I have always been orderly. Let's be clear about that.
Right, right. He is our foundation counsel. He is who we have, and if you don't agree with it, then you just vote not to ratify it. But we've gone through this. Everyone
I would like to see, Madam
Sean,
Chair,
Sean,
please
Sean,
send me
Sean,
the order, because
Sean,
I think you're breaking California law. Senate Bill 777, I'll send it to you, okay? In fact, I'll read it to you right here, right now. And could you please send me the one-day thing that you want everybody to sign their rights away under California law, because that's what that notice does, that you want everybody to sign, that they are signing away their rights under California law. And I don't think that's appropriate for Pacifica or for KPFK.
Lisa, you're recognized.
What I was going to just say, what you sent out, the subject matter was Employee Protection Whistleblower Policy Agreement. That's the thing that employees are to sign if it's ratified.
Yeah, could I have a copy of that, please, sent over to me?
That was sent out tonight at 6:22, but I can...
Resend it, please. Thank you, because for some reason I can't find it, and I'm not impugning anybody's motives here. I just can't find it.
Are you on the audit committee list, sir?
No, if you could just send it to irishsob@verizon.net. Thank you.
No, Carolyn here. No, he is not. I checked earlier.
Okay.
He is not on the list.
Okay. I let everybody speak. What I'm going to say, I have an email from Sean Casey O'Brien where the Yahoo is, the problem is with his Yahoo. It has absolutely nothing to do with the audit committee. He has admitted that in an email. I have that here.
What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. You still have to give me notice, and you have to send me all...
You were sent notice. I sent it to you privately.
Could you please, Madam Chair, let's stop arguing. Let's just do the common sense thing here and send me a copy of the thing you want everybody to sign their rights away for. Just send it over to me. I'm here right now. We can have it in less than 30 seconds.
I was going to send it, but I was just going to say if he hasn't seen it, don't know how he says that people are signing their rights away. But anyway, that's...
I have seen it. It doesn't mean that I got it from you guys, but I have seen it. So please send it to me, because when I saw it, in the few minutes that I saw it, I had great concerns. So please resend it over, because I can't find it here in my emails.
I just sent it to you. No, I understand. I just sent it to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Let's go on here. One second here. I'm just trying to get the agenda here. What is happening to my email? Last week we had the meeting, and I'm going to ask for so everyone has read the whistleblower policy. I'm going to ask for approval, Susan.
Is there a motion to approve?
Yes, please.
And is that for the policy?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one. That's what,
so who's moved approval?
Lisa or Jack?
I move approval.
Okay, is that Lisa?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Chair, is there a second?
You don't need a second in committee.
In committee, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Madam Chair, I can't hear. Is there a discussion or is there a vote or anything?
Well, we should have a debate before we have a debate.
Sean, Casey O'Brien, you have to wait your turn. I think I've been very patient. You must wait your turn.
Hi.
Happened?
This is Tracy at KBFA. Could you put me on the stack at some point?
And Carolyn, too, on the stack, please.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Sean. So it's Sean, Tracy, and Carolyn. We have 5 minutes.
Are we debating? I just want to be clear on what we're doing, Madam Chair. Are we debating the policy right now or whether we're going to adopt this?
We have debated this three times, but you want an opportunity to say whatever it is.
I assume that all of this policy is predicated on getting an HR director. Do we have an HR director right now?
No, it's not predicated on having an HR director.
That's the person to go to if you can't go to your supervisor, okay? This whole thing is predicated, Madam Chair, on an HR director. So I'm asking, who is our HR director?
I will answer you. But a whistleblower policy, according to Sarbanes-Oxley, is something that every not-for-profit is supposed to have. It's not predicated on any particular position. The policy is entirely separate and apart from having a human resources director. Right now, there is no human resources director. That does not mean that we don't come up with we don't set up policies, because
so
that person will be hired.
Who do we? Okay, so do we have an interim HR director?
That has no relevance, but no, we don't.
We don't. Okay, because you know this whole thing is, of course, predicated on having an HR director, and I have been told that right now Dan Siegel is operating as our HR director, and as a person who has great concerns over Dan Siegel and the way his legal tactics and billing practices, I think...
You need to stop. Sean Casey O'Brien, you have to stop that. You cannot impugn people's
motives. I don't need to stop that. These are my real concerns.
Okay.
You talk about whistleblowing. What is my concern? What if I want to blow the whistle on what I believe to be inappropriate practices by our legal counsel?
Okay. If you have that concern, I will now ask to have a meeting next week, which is 7 days from now, and you bring the proof of all of that as the audit committee. We will go into executive session, and we will investigate it immediately.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, before we can do that, we need a full accounting from Dan Siegel
point
and
of
his
order,
associates.
Point of order. The member is out of order. He continues to engage in a back and forth. I'm confused. Are there other members on this committee who are entitled to speak?
Please, I want them to speak up.
Okay. The next person is Tracy.
Oh, hi, everyone. Well, a couple of questions. I'm feeling a little handicapped on this conversation because I missed the previous call. So let me ask. On, I think, October 14th, we went through this entire document, line by line. There were many, many issues brought up, some of which were to be brought to Dan Siegel, others of which were to be rethought and rewritten. How many of those changes have come into the actual new document? Maybe I just missed an email somewhere, but I'm not entirely clear on that. And second of all, I'm going to ask Sean at some point to cite the California Corporation Code, and please do read it aloud.
Let somebody else talk while I pull it up here. Hold on 1 second.
Tracy, could you go ahead, and I'll put Sean back on the staff.
That would be great. And, you know, that said, as I told you guys, I'm in transit and I'm handicapped. I can't read any emails that came to me all day. So, version of the policy that we're voting on, a version that came to me today, or is it one that came to me earlier?
It was sent to you last week, Thursday, on the 30th, and again, Susan sent it out. I did check with Dan Siegel and everything in there. Like I said, I have the written email. It was changed, the suggestions that were made by the committee, Those were all in there. So all the changes are in there. Next person
October
on the second, Carolyn. October
30th. October is the version. Okay, thank
Jack,
you.
Jack for the stack, please.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
whenever you want, I'm happy to read that.
It's Carolyn and then Jack. And I think, Lisa, you wanted to speak?
No, not yet.
Okay, Carolyn and Jack.
Carolyn?
Okay, Jack?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. I will defer to both Sean and Jack because I want to hear what Sean has to say and I also want to hear what Jack has to say about the changes.
Okay, on September 22nd, 2003... Madam Chair, I didn't
Jack?
Hear you. You didn't speak clearly.
Jack?
Yes, okay. Are we looking at the document with the title Employee Protection Whistleblower Policy, which is the one that was to be signed?
Both.
Because in the first sentence it says, if an employee reasonably believes, et cetera, that employee must file a written complaint with the Director of Human Resources, Executive Director, or the Chair of the Audit Committee. If this is what the member is alluding to, it does not hinge on there being an HR director because there are alternatives, namely the executive director or the chair of the audit committee.
Which is one of my problems there, Jack, and
I have not called on you. Susan?
Yes?
Are you still there? Are you still there? Did Evelyn come on the call? Did I hear Evelyn? Did Evelyn go on the call? Okay. Lisa, did you have something? Lisa?
I don't have anything. No, I don't have anything to say yet.
Okay. Sean?
Yes.
Sean, is he O'Brien?
Yes.
Okay.
On September...
Go ahead.
September 22nd, 2003, Governor Davis signed Senate Bill 777, which, existing law prohibits employers from making, adopting, or enforcing a policy that prevents an employee from disclosing violations of a state or federal statute or a violation or noncompliance with state or federal regulation to a government or a law enforcement agency. And from what I see in here, particularly what you're asking people to sign away, is this whole confidentiality thing. What you're doing is you're saying, if I want to talk to the Attorney General about my concerns, I can't do that. And I think that is, you're getting far better coverage under California state law. This whistleblowing policy that we're trying to develop is, in fact, denying us our rights under California law. And I think that's a bad deal.
Okay, Sean, One second, Evelyn.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm on the call.
Madam Chair, can I get on the stack at some point?
No problem. I want to ask you, Sean, based on reading the agreement and what you just read, where it showed me the exact line where he or she would be signing away his or her rights.
Okay, let me go. I have to pull that up, and why don't you let somebody else talk while I pull that up? Go ahead,
Sean.
I'll bring it up to you.
I will go to the next person. Lisa?
No, I believe Carolyn was on next.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I defer to Jack and Sean.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a problem with a couple of things. One is the vetting of this by the person who would be responsible for enforcing it. I think that's a problem. And I would like to see an opinion from our counsel as to why this does not, in fact, conflict with the California Code. The other problem is the employee protection form that employees are supposed to sign contains a serious contradiction, I think.
Exactly.
And if I may, in the second paragraph, the end of line 4 begins, an employee is protected from retaliation only if the employee brings the alleged unlawful activity, policy, or practice to the attention of the foundation and provides the foundation with a reasonable opportunity to investigate and correct the alleged unlawful activity. And then down below, the last sentence in the next paragraph says, the foundation will not retaliate against employees who disclose or threaten to disclose to a supervisor or a public body any activity, policy, or practice of the foundation that the employee reasonably believes is a violation of a law or a rule or regulation mandated pursuant to law or is in violation of a clear mandate or public policy concerning the health, safety, welfare, or protection of the environment. Now, those two conflict. One says
absolutely.
It will protect you only if you tell us first and subject yourself, therefore, to all sorts of problems. And the other one says we will not retaliate. So that the document is badly written from that point of view. That is one problem. And the other is, as I say, I would like to see from counsel citations, opinions transmitted by the chair. I don't disbelieve them. I just would like to see some citation that gave us something to look at and study rather than just have an oral opinion, not based on anything.
Okay, Carolyn. Okay, those two are contradictory. What I can do is, I know I have Lisa and Evelyn on the call for the agreement. What I'm going to suggest is that we will table this one. I'll check back with Dan, and I'll point that out. And when we schedule our next meeting date, we will approve this one at that next meeting. And
Madam Chair, point of information. Who constructed?
May I finish my sentence, please?
Please.
And what we'll do is we will go on to the whistleblower policy, which that one, and approve that one, and I'll take the other one back to Dan Siegel. The next one stack is
point of information,
form.
Madam Chair. Point
yes.
of information. Who
yes.
Who wrote this document? Who constructed this document?
I got it straight from Sarbanes-Oxley. I didn't edit it. I didn't do anything with it. I got it straight from Sarbanes-Oxley.
Who did you say wrote this? Who drafted this, I should say? Who drafted this?
I said Sarbanes-Oxley.
This
next on the stack is Evelyn. Evelyn? Evelyn?
I'm sorry. I was trying to unmute. Yes.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead.
I wasn't trying to get on the stack. I was trying to let you know I was on the call.
Okay, not a problem.
Because
Lisa?
I was late.
Okay, not a problem.
I can save the rest of my comments and stuff, I guess, for when we come back to this. But I just don't see how, with what we have so far, not to say that there can't be some changes to some of the language, but I don't see what we have in this agreement here, anything where we have something that contradicts somebody according to what was read with the California law. I don't see anything that says a person, if they wanted to file something with the government agency, that said that they can't do that. You know, every company has to have some kind of policy in place for if a person has a complaint or something like that and how to handle that. You know, they have to have something like that in place. We'll look far worse if they don't have something like that in place. If somebody were ever to take something beyond and the government were to come and say, well, what kind of policies do you have in place? If somebody has a complaint or something, we need to have things like this in place and protection. So, anyway, that's all.
Who was that? Who was
okay.
that?
Lisa.
Lisa, okay, great.
That was Lisa. I don't know, but I cannot open any documents on my computer. This is the most strange thing I've ever seen.
Can I get back, Madam Chair? This is Sean. Thank you.
Jack Manegan? Jack? Are you there, Jack?
I'm sorry, I was muted.
Okay. Jack,
yes.
Would you kindly... I can't open any of my documents.
Okay.
Could you please read that agreement out loud?
Sure.
Is this the one pager or is okay? That's the agreement. Okay.
I hope it's the one pager.
Yes.
Employee
one pager.
Employee protection whistleblower policy. If any employee reasonably believes that some policy, practice, or activity of the Pacifica Foundation is in violation of law, that employee must file a written complaint with the Director of Human Resources, Executive Director, or the Chair of the Audit Committee. It is the intent of the Foundation to adhere to all laws and regulations that apply to the organization, and the underlying purpose of this policy is to support the organization's goal of legal compliance. The support of all employees is necessary to achieving compliance with various laws and regulations. An employee is protected from retaliation only if the employee brings the alleged unlawful activity, policy, or practice to the attention of the foundation and provides the foundation with a reasonable opportunity to investigate and correct the alleged unlawful activity. The protection described below is only available to employees that comply with this requirement. The foundation will not retaliate against an employee who in good faith has made a protest or raised a complaint against some practice of the foundation or of another individual or entity with whom the foundation has a business relationship on the basis of a reasonable belief that the practice is in violation of law or a clear mandate of public policy. The foundation will not retaliate against employees who disclose or threaten to disclose to a supervisor or a public body any activity, policy, or practice of the foundation that the employee reasonably believes is in violation of a law or a rule or regulation mandated pursuant to law or is in violation of a clear mandate or public policy concerning the health, safety, welfare, or protection of the environment. My signature below indicates my receipt and understanding of this policy. I also verify that I have been provided with an opportunity to ask questions about the policy.
Okay. Thank you. I wanted that read on the live stream for everyone to hear. So if folks still think that there is the contradiction is still there?
Yes, absolutely.
We will be okay. We will get through this tonight. I will table it, and I will speak to Dan, and I will point that out. I just want to say for the record that this I took straight from the government's document, which is Sarbanes-Oxley. I did not edit it in any way, shape, or form. If anybody has any quarrel with the agreement, then they could quarrel with the United States government who came up with Sarbanes-Oxley and not Nia Bediako. On that note, I'd like to go to the approval of the actual policy, which we have gone through, and that there's every company has a policy. We have 5 minutes on this item, and I'd like to have a motion, somebody to move to please approve this policy that we've gone through.
This is Tracy at KPFA. I'd like to ask a quick question, if possible.
Yeah, go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. I don't know if it matters, and I'm not necessarily putting this up as an obstruction, but it just occurred to me as the document was being read, which is that Pacifica has many, many workers who don't fall into the capacity of employees because they are unpaid, and yet they may potentially fall into situations where whistleblowing might be an issue. Is the intent of this policy to cover them, or is the intent of this policy that it is employees only? I am confused about that.
Okay. Under normal circumstances in organizations, you have where even volunteer people would sign the agreement. So if that's a concern, I would also mention that to Foundation Council, letting them know. But the entire policy covers everyone, all stakeholders at Pacifica.
So that's the intention. Okay.
That is
Madam Chair, can I get on the stack, please, to answer one of our members' questions? This is Sean.
That is. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, the member, and I apologize for not knowing everybody's name, who said that she didn't see any place where we couldn't talk to attorney generals and stuff. If you look at the bottom page of the policy, it says confidentiality. The second paragraph says disclosure of reports of concerns to individuals not involved in litigation shall be viewed as a serious disciplinary offense and may result in discipline up to including termination of employment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That clause right there would stop me or give me second thoughts to pick up the phone and talk to the Attorney General of the State of California, who's in charge of nonprofits and making sure they're fairly run. And I wouldn't sign this one pager to give up that right. There's no way I would do that. I don't think that's good for me, and I don't think that's good for KPFK nor Pacifica. The Attorney General is the guy you should be talking to if you think there are serious legal problems.
Okay. The next item, as I said, is to approve the whistleblower policy document. The other one will be tabled until I speak to Foundation Council. Someone to please make a motion to approve the actual policy.
So moved.
Who was that, okay. Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. Susan?
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Susan?
Yes?
Do you have the roll call sheets ready?
Excuse me? Is there discussion of the motion?
Yes, there's got to be discussion of the motion.
I have to be on the stack, please, Madam Chair.
Okay. Okay. I'm asking everybody to just take a breath for a second, and especially you, Sean Casey O'Brien. Just be patient. Like I said, you will be okay.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I resent that mischaracterization, okay? I apologize, and I do not like that mischaracterization of the way that I have been conducting myself, because I am genuinely concerned that we are about to adopt a policy that conflicts with California law, and I urge all of you at this moment to vote against it.
Point of order. This is Jack.
Okay. Jack, will you give me a point of order?
The member has been repeatedly unruly and disruptive. He's speaking out of turn. I wish the chair would please call the member to order.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Point of order.
Carolyn, it's also your turn, so go ahead.
Yes, but I'd like to make a point of order first. I believe that the objection to Sean Casey O'Brien, to the member's objections, is out of order itself. He has raised some very salient points, and I think we need to consider them. And I think that objecting to one's tone or passion is certainly not appropriate. That said, I would like to ask that we table this until we have some legal opinion on this. This was not, I take it, taken from Sarbanes-Oxley, the Whistleblower Foundation policy. May I ask who drafted or wrote this?
Yes, it was.
Verbatim? Can you say where?
Not verbatim. We went through this dance before, and I've explained it to you, Carolyn. This was vetted with Foundation Council.
I'm sorry, but I was not on the call when this was discussed, for which I apologize, and I do not want to hear anything from Foundation Council that isn't accompanied by citations. I think it's inappropriate, especially since he is now in a position to implement this. It's a clear conflict. So I was just asking where it was from, and maybe we need to table this until we can look at it further for the kind of contradiction that Sean has brought up, and that I noticed in the employee thing that employees are supposed to sign. So I think we have some serious problems here.
Who's next on the stack?
I'm moving to table, essentially.
I ruled that out of order.
You're moving the table is out of order.
How can you rule that out of order?
I'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair, please. I think we're not ready to vote on this yet.
Susan?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
There's a challenge to the chair, and let me just repeat again that this was vetted with Foundation Council. We've gone through this, and that's the reason why I'm saying we don't want to waste any time. We had a situation where there was no policy, and we have done this before. This is just standard practice. I know not everyone has the exposure and the experience, but there's nothing wrong with this policy.
Madam Chair, point of information. We don't need this policy. We've got California state law, which overrides any policy we have. So this really is unnecessary.
No.
We have a policy. It's called California state law.
Okay.
Thank you.
One, that is different from a policy. But Susan?
Yes.
Okay. So all those, the vote we're taking now is to uphold the ruling of the chair. So if you say yes, then is that to uphold my ruling? No, then you don't agree that I...
And let's be clear on the ruling. You are saying that we can't bring up a vote to table the motion. Am I correct in that, Madam Chair?
I said that it is. I'm ruling it out of order, that we should not table it. It has already been vetted. We've gone through this. I'm saying no.
Well,
Jack?
It has not been properly vetted. Let's take a vote.
Okay, no. And you need to wait to speak. You need to, okay, this is my last warning to you. You need, when you're called upon to speak, that's when you can speak. This is my last warning. Okay? Jack?
Yes?
Jack? You're the only parliamentarian that I, and I think Susan, could you, am I incorrect in ruling that out of order?
I'm sorry, I just don't see the basis for ruling a motion to table out of order.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Madam Chair.
One second, Carolyn. So, okay, Jack, so what do we do now?
Let me get my
teacher. Vote to table or not?
I ought to find out what a motion to table takes. Take a second.
Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Just 1 second, Carolyn. Let me just give Jack a time to find his
okay, seat. It's a majority vote, so actually, the challenge to the chair or the motion to table is the same deal. It's not debatable, not amendable.
Okay.
It takes a majority vote.
Okay. So I withdraw my ruling due to lack of knowledge. So we'll vote on the motion to table. You ready, okay. Susan?
Yes, I am.
So a vote
yes is to table, and a vote no is to not table. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Nia Bediako.
No.
No, not table. Okay. Carolyn.
Yes.
Lisa.
No.
Seth. Not on. Ambrose, not on. Evelyn. Evelyn?
I vote to support the chair.
Okay, so you are no. Stacy, not on. Susan, I'm going to pass this round. Tracy?
I'm going to vote yes. I think if members have significant objections that we're not ready to vote. So, yes, I'd support tabling.
Okay. Sean?
Yes, table it.
Jack?
No.
Oh, okay, so we've got 1, 2, 3.
Susan, you
passed.
And I pass.
So it's a tie, right?
It is. I think it's 4 no. And 3, yes. Let me see if I'm wrong about that. The no's are Nia, Lisa, Evelyn, Jack.
Okay.
The yeses are Carol, Tracy, Sean.
And you're not, have you voted?
Myself?
Has the recorded the recording member voted?
Sean, I did not call on you, and you're not chairing.
Pardon me,
Susan?
Madam Chair.
Susan, you passed.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a tie. So what does that mean, Jack? I'm asking Jack.
Well, it fails.
A tie
and the motion fails at a tie.
Okay, great. Okay, so the motion now, we'll vote on approving the actual policy. Susan, you have your sheet?
Yes, I do. Okay. Nia. So voting yes is to approve the policy. Voting no is to not approve the policy.
That's correct.
Nia.
Yes.
Carolyn.
Sorry, I was voted no to not approve the policy.
Okay. Lisa.
Yes.
Evelyn.
Okay.
Evelyn? Evelyn? I don't hear Evelyn. Susan, I'm passing for right now. Tracy?
Gonna have to vote no at this time.
Okay. Sean?
No.
Jack?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And I'm going to vote no. And so that is 1, 2, 3 yeses and 1, 2, 3, 4 noes. And I haven't heard from Evelyn. Evelyn?
Excuse me, do we even have quorum?
With Evelyn, yes, we do. We have 7.
I'm sorry. I stayed muted. I'm sorry.
Evelyn,
can you hear me now?
Evelyn, what's your vote?
What am I voting on?
We're voting on approving the policy that we've worked on.
Yes.
Okay, so it's 4 and 4.
So it fails, Jack?
It fails.
Okay. All right. So we go to the whistleblower tracking form that Susan refined.
Point of clarification, Madam Chair. Am I correct in understanding that this policy has now failed to pass?
Yes.
Thank you. So there's no whistleblowing policy that we, at this moment, have passed.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay. So we now go to the tracking form. Did everybody take a look at the tracking form? Well, there's no sense in approving that.
Carolyn, back, please, Madam Chair.
So, we'll just table that because there's no policy approved to be tracked. Yes, Carolyn?
Yes, I was going to suggest that, and also that we pass a motion asking Foundation Council to give us some opinions and citation with regard to the conflict that Sean has brought up. That's a motion.
You don't need a second, but I'd second that.
Okay, so Carolyn has, Carolyn has made a motion to look into, to check that specific conflict, the confidentiality paragraph with counsel. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so. Carolyn?
Huh?
I'm sorry. I would like to ask for Foundation Council to give opinions on the specific conflict with California Code that Sean has brought up and the conflict that was noted in the employee policy that I brought up. And I'd like to have some citations with those opinions rather than an oral opinion.
And I'd like to amend that motion.
I did not call on you. I did not call. If you just tell me you
Thank
want to get
you.
On the stack.
Thank you. Put me on the stack, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, this is Lisa. I'd like to get on the stack, too.
And Jack, please.
Are you... Okay. Carolyn, are you finished?
Yes, that is my motion. Thank you.
And Carolyn, I got to tell you, I'm in a difficult place here because I'm surrounded by stuff. I could not hear what your motion was, so why don't you all go ahead and discuss it, and then we can... Get it to be more specific. Get it down clearly after you discussed it.
Can you hear me now, or shall I just send it to you by email? Or
it would be good if you sent it to me by email,
because
but I'm not.
We have to vote on it. We have to vote on it. You might as well say it.
All right. It's a motion to ask that Foundation Council address the conflicts that have been noted in the policy and in the.
Note them, please.
I forget what it's called, the whistleblower. What is the signature, the employee thing? The policy and the employee form.
Agreement.
And then you give us his opinions on those conflicts with citations to support.
Okay. I'm asking you, Carolyn, to put in there what the contradictions are. State them.
The contradictions are the contradictions with California Code,
right,
and the contradictions between the two sentences which I read earlier, which I will write and copy into the motion, that seemingly contradict each other.
Okay. Are you by your computer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Could you please write the motion up and send it to us, and we'll wait for it, and then we'll vote on it?
Oh, that will take me more time than I think you want to spend. I'll work on it. But I
have all night. It's all right.
Some of us don't have all night, Madam Chair.
Is there anyone on the call who didn't hear me read those two sentences?
Susan needs the motion in writing, and we want to see what it is that we're voting on. Lisa, you have to be on the stack while Carolyn's typing.
Madam Chair, while she's doing that, I'd like to offer a friendly amendment, which we should talk about that.
Lisa is next.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Sean. I apologize.
Lisa.
Okay. I was just going to say, and I'm not saying this at all to sound like I'm trying to impugn anybody's motives. I'm just trying to help a process to go along a little bit more smoothly, because we've had this this whistleblower policy for a couple of weeks. I'm assuming that everybody reads them when they're sent out. I recall that we read through this, and my memory, I could be wrong, but my memory serves me that some of the people who are now raising objections, you know, were on the call when we went through this. So I would just like to just propose it might make something go more smoothly, that unless somebody just objects to having a whistleblowing policy, period, that if there are any other objections, that maybe they could propose language or something, or if there's something particular that they suddenly discovered that maybe didn't catch their attention before, you know, to just at least, like I said, to propose some kind of language to it and stuff like, because we have looked at this, you know, we have talked about it, and it just, you know, it helps to make things go a little more smoothly if people kind of, if they have objections, to state them, maybe propose some language, and to kind of let people know that they had them, because, you know, we did have this for a while, and I also don't see anything wrong with using even the listserv to, at least if you have a proposed language change, to submit it then.
Madam Chair, can I be put on the stack at Susan?
And Carolyn, did
you call my name, Madam Chair? I don't want to speak out of order.
Sean, Susan, and then Carolyn.
Yeah, I would suggest that we make a friendly. I'd like to make a friendly amendment to Caroline's motion, and that is we need outside counsel, not just Dan Siegel. I'd be happy to hear what Mr. Siegel has to say, but I also would like there to be some outside counsel on this, because there are many of us who share concerns about the conflict of interest that Dan may have just by virtue of the way this thing is happening. So I'd like to amend the motion to say,
Sean,
we need an opinion from outside counsel.
Sean.
Yes.
And who's going to pay for this? And how much will it cost?
You know, there are lots of people that do these things for pro bono. This should not be a very costly operation whatsoever. And if you'd like, I have to tell you that many...
This is not... Can I get on the stack, please?
Please.
Okay. One second, Evelyn.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Susan, Carolyn, and then Evelyn.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure where... This is Susan. I'm not exactly sure where things stand, but I'll tell you where I'm coming from.
Okay.
First of all, I think the question of the confidentiality conflict is a serious one that I would like to see resolved, because, and it may be as simple as saying that this in no way precludes people from notifying any law enforcement or governmental entities. I mean, there may be a perfectly fine exception to that. The contradictory language I would think of similarly. And I would wish that people would provide, you know, specific language rather than just complaining that there is a conflict. So that's number one. Number two, having that addressed by Dan Siegel in writing and with specificity about what the problems are is something that we should be able to do without incurring additional costs or figuring out who it is we need to talk to. And it would seem to me that that is the first legitimate step, and that at least as far as I'm concerned, that may resolve the differences for me. The third thing is that if there is a very serious disagreement among PNB members, that Dan Siegel is an appropriate counsel. It seems to me the place to take that up is with the PNB and to move for his removal or whatever. Bringing in additional counsel is itself a complicated process, because are you sure you have somebody you rely on? Just because somebody is pro bono doesn't mean they're any good.
Well, we
so
know that.
If, I guess where I am is that if we go forward with the amended motion as suggested by Sean, I intend to vote against it. If we go forward with the motion, which is to request written response from Dan Siegel, I will vote for it.
Okay. Evelyn, you're next. Evelyn?
I want to ditto what Susan just said, and I'm also a bit concerned because the tenor of the dialogue is really a concern for me, in that I think that the tenor is borderline hostile, and I'm really concerned with the way that we're sounding in terms of just trying to get some basic work done. And we have worked on this agreement for, you know, a bit of time. This is not the first review or the first dialogue concerning it. They've also been sent out an email 2 or 3 times for review and comment. I'm really concerned at where we are right now. And it's like backtracking. When people have not been on the call, or, you know, it's like we're second guessing now.
Can I get on this back, Madam Chair? I'm sorry.
That is a concern. I would hope that if we want counsel to review, that we, you know, utilize counsel that we have with the requirements that Carolyn has put forward, that he be specific and give citation. I think that would be sufficient, and I could support that. I will not support us incurring expense or going out to outside counsel, whether they be free or not, because we are paying a counsel. And if we decide that he's not sufficient, then we should fire him and move on, get somebody else. And that's a PNB decision. At this point, Dan Siegel is the legal counsel for Pacifica. And that should be our first point in terms of asking for a legal consideration on documents that we're putting forward. I don't have a problem with us doing that.
Okay. Jack, I haven't heard from you. Everyone else has spoken. Would
no,
you like
Carolyn
to say
was
something?
On the stack too, please. I asked to be put on the stack.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I just sent the motion through, and you can check and make sure it covers everything. But
I didn't get it yet.
I just this minute sent it, 9:32, and it's almost
okay,
finished.
Here it is.
So
okay.
There it comes. Okay.
One
of the issues, speaking to the issue that Evelyn raises, it is not a question of competence, but potential conflict of interest. We have had serious problems on the board with lawsuits in which there has been a conflict of interest, specifically with counsel acting as in place of another official, HR director or IED. I think it's inappropriate. It's looking for trouble. And I think that, with all due respect, I'm asking this motion asked for Foundation Council, but I hope that we can look for outside support, because otherwise we are setting ourselves up for more of the same. We have had several go-rounds on this, and I don't think it's any disrespect to point out that when we ask someone to wear two hats, there is potential, and we have paid for it dearly, for conflict of interest. So I'm going to put the motion through asking Foundation Counsel, but I think that Sean is correct. We can get pro bono opinions on this issue, and we need to, simply to protect ourselves as the Foundation itself. So motion stands as is, but I do want to support the request that we ask for outside.
Okay. Did everyone get the motion? Hello?
I haven't received it, but I don't think I'm on that list, Madam Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's okay. We've been dealing with this for a while now. Can I get on the stack, Madam Chair?
I just want to emphasize that you have to say that your Yahoo does not work, Sean Casey O'Brien.
No, Madam Chair, my Yahoo works. I am waiting for verification. I am part of this group, and I am still waiting for verification. When I go to Yahoo to enter this group, it says, "We are waiting for verification. Give us the email address that you want us to send it to." I am not received that. I am still waiting. I don't know if that's Yahoo's fault. I don't know what that is. I checked my junk mail. This has been going on for over a month. And the only reason that I wasn't on the last call and I am now making all these suggestions is because of the late and inappropriate notice, and I am not questioning anybody here or their motives because we're dealing with technology and phone lines. But that is why I was not on the call when this was originally discussed. And had I been, I would have brought up all of these conflicts of interest and real concerns about being in conflict with the state law of California.
May I give a suggestion?
Hold on a second. Let me just say for the record that I know for a fact that that Jack Manakin sent you the notice. He also called you. So, in terms of being notified,
Madam Chair, when I received notice,
I am speaking. This is your last warning. That was your last warning. I did not interrupt you. That's your last warning.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You don't need to interrupt
the meeting. We've been going well for 2 years. We've never had this confusion. I did not interrupt you. And this has to stop. And I told you, this is your last warning.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You don't need to do that. You're welcome. Okay? Lisa?
I was going to say, because I had some issue initially with Yahoo groups in my account. I don't know why, but another way to get on is if the member goes to Yahoo groups, and because I requested an invitation to join the group, and it was accepted, so that's another way to do it.
Okay.
Bit of information, Madam Chair?
Yes?
It took me about 3 months to get on the group, and I still don't know why, so I sympathize with Sean, but in the meanwhile, if you'll give me your email, if you don't mind doing it on the open call.
Yeah, no, irishsob@verizon.net.
Thank you.
But that's what I did say. That's another way you can go on and request an invite to join the group.
Yes, please send me where I'm supposed to go for the invite. I'm very happy.
You go to yahoogroups.com and you look up the PNB Audit Committee group, and I think you can do it that way. You just request an invite to the group.
Okay.
You request
orders
to join.
Orders of the day, Madam Chair. Orders of the day.
Susan. I'm waiting for everyone to get Carolyn's motion.
Does everyone else have it? I just sent it to Sean. Does everyone else have it?
I now have it. Thank you, Carolyn.
Okay, you're welcome.
Jack, Lisa, do you guys have it?
I do have it.
Yes.
I won't object to an amendment, Sean, but I wrote it just the way I said it.
That's fine. No, that's fine. That's fine.
Madam Chair, are we ready to vote?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it so I could read it.
Okay.
Madam?
Could someone who has it please read it?
I'll read it if you want me to. Motion. The Audit Committee asked the Foundation Counsel his opinion on the conflicts with California Code brought up in committee by Sean Casey O'Brien, specifically with 1, the following paragraph in the policy. Disclosure reports of concerns to individuals not involved in the investigation will be viewed as a serious disciplinary offense and may result in discipline up to and including termination of employment, dismissal from an unpaid position, or removal from local or national board. Such conduct may also give rise to other actions, including civil lawsuits. Then 2, the apparent conflicts in the employee the apparent conflicts in the employee agreement in the following sentences. An employee is protected from retaliation only if the employee brings the alleged unlawful activity, policy, or practice to the attention of the foundation and provides the foundation with a reasonable opportunity to investigate and correct the alleged unlawful activity. The foundation will not retaliate against employees who disclose or threaten to disclose to a supervisor or a public body any activity, policy, or practice of the foundation that the employee reasonably believes is in violation of a law or a rule or regulation mandated pursuant to law or is in violation of a clear mandate or public policy concerning the health, safety, welfare, or protection of the environment. Any and all opinions shall be offered in writing and accompanied with and supported by citations from case law.